Bruchim Habayim to another week of Parsha Insights, Parshas Vayetze. You made a siyum on Toldos. This is Vayetze. And we're so grateful to everybody in the Heichal, everybody who's listening on the phone, and everybody will hear the recording once it goes out, Be'ezus Hashem, and you'll hear more about that and what comes from the recording once it's sent out a little bit later. We hope that Be'ezus Hashem, the insights into Parshas Vayetze will give us a greater appreciation into the Parsha, but we certainly hope as well that on Shabbos we'll share some of the insights with each other and thereby bring out added Kedusha to our Shabbos. Parshas Vayetze sponsored Lezeche Nishmas Ule'ile Nishmas, Rebecca Basarina and Leon Ben Rachel, your dear parents, the Neshama Tahiris Al-Habin, Al-Lichdege Lichdege Ganedem. It's also sponsored Lili Nishmas Miriam Zlata Basar Moshe Machoel. Be'ezus Hashem, her neshama tahira should have a lichtig Gan Eden. And we are also grateful to Eddie and Zelda Zemel for their sponsorship. Baruch Hashem, for a number of reasons. To commemorate the 19th yard site of Bela Deutsch, Zelda's sister, as well as the chasanas of grandchildren, Tzvi Bassman, as well as the chasana of Yaakov Chaim Zweig, the birth of great-grandchildren, the birth of a great-grandson and a great-granddaughter. I'm getting them all, Baruch Hashem. And it should be as a bracha for Refuas and Yeshuas to all in Klal Yisrael who need it. So we're very grateful. And for all of those reasons, your sisters, the Shamatar, the Chabad Luchti Gan Eden, and the Simchas from the Chasmas and the Ureinik Luch, Shetaka bring a ribuy of Simchas to Gans Klal Yisrael. If you take a look at the beginning of the Parsha, the Pasuk says, on Vayikach Me Avnei HaMokim, that he took stones, yet later we find that it was singular. Rashi tells us in a very well-known pshat, if you take a look at Rashi, Chof Ches Yud Aleph, Rashi says, Hischivu Merivai Zu Ezu, that actually the stones, since there were many of them around the head of the tzaddik, around the body of the tzaddik, they all felt, we want to be the one that has the head of the tzaddik upon us. Merivai, they were arguing with each other. They all wanted the tzaddik said to be on them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rashi says, made a miracle. Even Achas, as the Pasuk later on says, Vayikach es ho'even, singular. How did it go from plural to singular? Because the stones themselves started as many and then became singular so that this machlekes would not continue. The Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes, the Chusa Yogan Aleinu, the Helig Imre Emes asks Amari de Kakashi, says, I still don't understand. Rashi's saying that there was bickering because they all wanted the tzaddik under them, the head of the tzaddik. So what happened? All the stones became one, and now apparently the arguing stopped. But the Imre Emes asks Akashi, says there still should have been room for arguing, meriva, bickering amongst them, because although all of the stones became one stone, but the stone was a very large stone around the body of Yaakov. So not all of that one stone is going to be under his head. So why wouldn't there still consider that there's going to be Matsu Meriva, arguing and bickering? In other words, the part of that one stone that is not under the head of Yaakov Avinu is going to go ahead and complain. Why would the bickering have stopped? The Yereva tells us so powerfully. Once all of the stones became one, and there was that achdus, that unshakable and unbreakable unity that they became one, there was no longer any room for matzu and meriva, fighting and bickering. You're right, technically there could have been that issue, but in the one stone, I'm the part that's under, and the other's not the part that's under. The Rebbe tells us, once there was that unbreakable, unshakable achdus of one stone, there was no longer room for any of the argue and bickering, even though you're right, part of that one stone was going to be and part of it wasn't going to be under the head of the tzaddik. It's almost as if you will, that the arguing and bickering becomes a non-issue. It fades away. It totally dissolves once there's the achdus of one stone. It's interesting, we've mentioned many times that when a person goes to a kever of a parent, of a Rebbe, there's very often the custom that a person will take a stone and put the stone on the grave of the parent, the Evan. Evan Aleph Beis Nun stands for Av, Ben, and Neched, father, son, and grandson, showing the parent who passed away, I'm putting an Evan on the kever to show you that there is unity and cohesiveness, hence the Evan is what's put on the grave. But perhaps according to this pshat of the Imre Emes, we could be meisif and add the reason that an Evan is put on the matseva is to remind ourselves as we put an Evan on the matseva of a parent of this lesson, of this matseva, that once there's the unity in the family, we shouldn't allow the bickering and the quarrels or anything to disrupt that unity. While it may seem that we just said something simple, we know it's not quite as simple. And it's a lesson that bears repeating. Maybe when that Evan is put on the grave, it's to remind us of this Evan. That once there is the unity of the Evan, we remind ourselves that the the matzah, the meriva, and the bickering is not something that we should allow to get in the way. I thought about this pshat often over this past week because I know it's something we've spoken about since October the 7th, and I just want to reiterate it. It has to be mentioned yet again, as we just read this past week when we did Rosh Chodesh benching, the Shabbos before last. Hu yigalei sonu b'karev, how we beg the Ribbono shel Olam and we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be zaycha to the Geula, followed by the words Chaverim Kol Yisrael. Maybe Chaverim Kol Yisrael is a tenai, it's a prerequisite and a condition that when you reach the level of Chaverim Kol Yisrael, that's when you merit the blessing of Hu yigalei sonu b'karev. And we did speak out that there has been the last number of weeks tremendous unity, almost like the Evan Achas. It's a level that has to remain. It's a level that everybody has to take to heart and work on making sure to maintain that level. It pained us to speak out a number of months ago. There was bickering, there was machlaikas, there was dissension, there was a lack of a unity, both here and there. It's a mitzius, it's true. And it was a painful thing to speak about. There has been, over the last number of weeks, an extraordinary achdus of Chaverim Kol Yisrael. I'm merely reminding the Olam that that is a unity, that we have to do whatever we have within our power to continue that level of Evan Achas and not allow any matzu meriva to get in the way. This past Friday night when I had the discussion of giving a yard site shir here in Shul, Le'ilei Nishmas Avi Meiri, I mentioned something very beautiful about Yerushalayim. For those who were here, you already heard it, but allow me to quickly say, because it really shows us of the importance of maintaining this level of chibur, this level of unity. If you take a look throughout the Torah, the name Yerushalayim is not mentioned. One time it speaks about Malchut Tzedek, Melech Shalem, but other than that, it doesn't mention the name Yerushalayim. You would think it would mention it dozens of times, and it doesn't mention it once. Every time that the Torah wants to refer to the name Yerushalayim, it says one thing. It's always referred to as B'makom Asher Yivchar. Now really it's referring to the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen. But I remember once hearing a pshat, maybe we could explain it to mean Yerushalayim is not mentioned by name to remind us, B'makom Asher Yivchar, you choose to bring that Kedusha to Yerushalayim. Now, of course, Yerushalayim inherently is the Ir HaKodesh. Of course, of course. But what can we do to maintain that level of Kedusha? What can we do to keep that level of exaltedness? But mainly the Torah always refers to Yerushalayim as Ba'amokam Asher Yivchar. You choose the level of Kedusha. You choose the level of exaltedness. Of course, as we said a moment ago, inherently the Kedusha is there, but how you view it and how you perceive it, Asher Yivchar. Yerushalayim is known as Ir Shechubra Yachtov. It's the city that has to have a chibur. It's a city that has to unite. It's a city that must be pulsing with Chaverim Kol Yisrael. I not only mean the Yerushalayim 6,000 miles from South Florida, I'm talking about the Yerushalayim within every one of us. The Yerushalayim that we think about, the Yerushalayim that we daven for. I mentioned on Friday, right, Rabbi Hamna Kishalev and Bewell mentioned so beautifully the word Yivchar. If you turn around the letters, on one hand it could be spelled with a Ches Beis and Reish, Chibur. Chibur, Yivchar, what do you need to choose, Chibur, to unite Yerushalayim? Or Chalil, if you rearrange those letters differently, Ches Reish Beis, it's Chorav, it's a Chorbim. Because if you don't bring about a chibur, if you don't bring about a unity, if you don't bring about a cohesiveness, all we're left with is the Churban HaBayis. There's a Yerushalayim within every one of us. There's a Yerushalayim that we have to seek to go ahead and rebuild. Ba'amokom asher yivchar. It's a Yerushalayim that we choose. We have the ability to bring added Kedusha. We choose what it's going to look like. Rearrange the letters of Yivchar. We only have one choice. Chibur, Chibur, Chibur. Chaverim Kol Yisrael, Evan Achas. It's a must. It's not optional. Because Chalil, if the letters Yivchar don't spell Chibur, they spell Chora from the word Chorban. So what's it going to be, Rabbi Yisai? B'makom asher Yivchar, what are we going to choose? Says the Heilige Imre Yemes, once there is the unity of the Evan, the Matz and the Riva become, so to speak, inconsequential. It becomes a non-issue because of how critical it is to make sure that we unite as Chaverim Kol Yisrael. It's a topic we've spoken about a lot since October the 7th. And a reminder that that level of achdus and that level of chevershap is something that has to remain. And I think perhaps the following thought in the parsha helps us go an incredible distance with this idea of chaverim kol Yisrael, with this idea of achdus of evan achas. I don't know if people do or don't recall in last year, Vayetze 5783 Tavshin Pei Gimel, and I certainly don't expect somebody to remember. I might not have remembered what it was if it wasn't for the following couple of stories that I'll share with you. But first, let me remind you. If you remember last year's Shir Parshas Vayetze Tavshin Pei Gimel, one of the primary things we spoke about was, if you take a look in Sheni, there you find Psukim, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, a conversation between Yaakov and the people by the well, the shepherds. And at one point, Yaakov Avinu gives them Musar. Last year, I'm not doing this to repeat what we said last year, but rather to bring out an added point. You may or may not remember that last year we mentioned, why was Yaakov Avinu's Pasuk Dalet, Chof Tes Dalet, why was Yaakov Avinu's Musar so well received? Vayomer lehem Yaakov Achai. Open a conversation, I believe we said it from the Ponovish Rav, with the word Achai, you're my brother. Achai, I care about you. Achai, I love you. Achai, you mean something to me. You start with the Lashon of Achai, and then the person becomes more receptive. If you remember, we also added an extraordinary vart. Look at the grammar that goes back and forth between him and them. Every time Yaakov speaks, the pasuk says, "Vayomer lehem, vayomer lehem, vayomer lehem." Look at that pasuk dalet, vayomer lehem. Pasuk hey, vayomer lehem. Pasuk vav, vayomer lehem. Every time they respond, vayomru, vayomru, vayomru. It's without the lehem. We mentioned in a conversation, if it doesn't say the word lehem, it might represent that when they spoke to him, they were merely speaking to him. They weren't focused on him. People today could multitask. They could be busy on their phones or whatever it is while having a conversation. What type of meaningful conversation is that? How do you connect with your spouse or with your child or tell somebody, I care for you, I'm there for you, when you're doing everything else? But Mela, when they spoke, it only says, Vayayimru. However, when Yaakov Avinu spoke, the pasuk says, Vayayimru lahem, Vayayimru lahem, Vayayimru lahem, indicating he spoke straight to them directly. We mentioned that last year. Earlier today, I mentioned to you that Baruch Hashem had sent out and many people listened. So a lot of people, Baruch Hashem, listened from the site of All Parsha. All Parsha, though, has the shear from last year until the new one goes out. That means for approximately, this goes out Wednesday. That's when it changes. So earlier today, I got a phone call from a dear friend of mine, Reb Shimon Kerner. He shared with me a beautiful, beautiful work. I actually asked him to send it to me. It's from the Lamudei Nisan. The Lamudei Nisan means from Reb Nissen Alpert. It's a fabulous, fabulous work. And I'm grateful to Reb Shimon Kerner that he sent me the work. I apologize again. I have a drink, so we're fine, Baruch Hashem, in case you're going to get one. But anyways, what made Reb Shimon Kerner tell me this verse in the Lamudei Nisan is because in the beginning of the week he had heard the shiur from last year, 5783. And he heard what I just went ahead and told you from the Panavisha Rav, those two pshat of Achai and Vayomer Lehem. So he sent me a verse that Reb Nissen Alpert says so powerfully, but it's such a fabulous insight. If you take a look at the pasuk, every time they responded to Yaakov Avinu, they responded using one word. Look inside, please, pasuk Dalet. When he asked them a question, they answered Mechar and Anachna. They answered just those two words. If you take a look at the next time they responded, once again, thank you, I'm getting hot drinks, cold drinks, Yeshikayach. Must be hard to, thank you. I have, thank you. It's all good. I'll call upon him. I don't, Baruch Hashem, we're getting the whole recording around the world now. So I'll call upon him. He says that everything is answered with one word. But if you take a look, the last time that they answer him, they give a much longer answer, even about what they weren't asked. The first few times that they answer, Vayayimru, they were asked the question, where are you from? They gave a one-word answer, Mecharam. The next time, Yodanu, we know. Everything is a one-word answer. So Nissen Alpert says that when you get a one-word answer, you haven't created a relationship. You haven't created a Yedidus. You know, a person may not have yet felt comfortable opening up. A person may not have felt comfortable with the conversation or relationship. You know, so you're only getting curt. One word answers. But if you take a look, the next time after a few psukim of one word answers, all of a sudden the next time you see that they start answering in much, much greater detail. Oh, says Reb Nissen Alpert, once they went ahead and started to answer in much greater detail, that's almost like, you know, it broke the ice. There's a Yedidus. All of a sudden, they're starting to warm up. And Mamela, once he saw answers that were more than one-word answers, he said, now is the time that I can give Musar. And that's what he said to them. Oid hayayim gadol, it's still plenty of time, so why are you going ahead and leaving at this point. And Reb Nissen Alpert says so powerfully, sometimes in a conversation you have to say something to a person, but if the person has not yet taken to you and it's only one word answers, it's not yet the time. But once he saw that they answered longer answers, meaning the Yedidus and the Reyes was there, then it's the time. It reminds me of the Vart of the previous Nidvarna Rebbe. I think we said it a few weeks ago, but it's certainly worth repeating. The Nidvarna Rebbe tells us, if you take a look, actually we'll read it in a couple of weeks, that when the brothers went looking for Yosef, the Pasuk says they went looking for him. And a few words later it says they saw him from afar. They sought to kill, they plotted to kill him. That's talking about geographically, they saw him from far. Says the Nidvarna Rebbe, when you only see somebody in a relationship from far, and you don't get to know them, you don't take time to see, to develop the relationship, to cultivate the relationship, to create a closeness, so you may always want to kill that person. In other words, it's not going to be an enjoyable relationship. I only knew you meirachik. You may not have known what the person was going through. But when you reach the level, as it says 2 weeks after that, vayigash el of Yehuda, vayigash means that they got close. Oh, not just in close proximity geographically, but you got close to the person, then it becomes lois achva beinehem. Then it becomes yachad shiftei Yisrael. Such a powerful word from the Nidvarna Rebbe. Everybody's going through something that we know nothing about. We're going to be judgmental. How many times in the relationship is there vayiroi semeirach, like, oh, I didn't know. Had I known, I wish I knew. I didn't know. Vayiroi semeirach, when you only know from a distance, vayisnak loisal misa, something's going to bother you. Merav Rabbi say, this is a time of vayigash el of Yehuda. This is a time to get close and to learn about people. People who aren't exactly like us, and then we find out that they're extraordinary. It's a time where it's achva b'neihem, yachad shiftei Yisrael, chaveirim kol Yisrael. That's the way to merit who Yigala son of Bikarev. It's about building the avonim of the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Nidvarna Rebbe says, it can't be merachik. How many times are merachik in a relationship and we talk and say, oh, I didn't know how I know. Vayigash. And that's mamash devort that Limudei Nisar, Nisan Alpert says so powerfully. It wasn't the right time. When there was one word answers, it wasn't the right time to go ahead and give the musar. Once there was a longer answer, which means that the person felt comfortable opening up, and now there was already a yedidus and a relationship, now you can go ahead and say words of musar. You have to use your seichel to judge in the relationship. If you take a look, there's a pasuk a little bit earlier that we passed over. Can I be matriach you to bring me this sinner? Yisrael, may I bring me this sinner? The pasuk says, "Vishavti v'shalom." It's the pasuk right before Chavtes. Vishavti v'shalom abeis avi. I mentioned this because I told you earlier that Baruch Hashem, when it goes out on all parsha, people hear last year, this year. So I went ahead, and I want to share this extraordinary Dvar Torah with you, but I have to give credit once again. I got a phone call, I think it was the day before yesterday, from Yid, who calls me from time to time with beautiful Dvar Torah, Marcus Lehman from New York. He called and he shared with me a Vart that part of it he had heard and part of it he had added, and I thought it was extraordinary. And I found a pshat from the Hafla that mamish ties in beautifully. If I ask you about the word shalom, peace, many images will come to your mind. Shalom bayis, shalom within yourself, shalom amongst chaveirim, amongst Klal Yisrael. But there's another definition of shalom. If you take a look in Atochan Antanu, which we say, of course, on Matzei Shabbos, Avinu Malkeinu, it's the very end of the Atochan Antanu that we add on Matzei Shabbos. Hochel Aleinu Hayomim Haboim LeKraseinu LeShalom. Oh, there's a different usage of the word Shalom. We ask the Ribbono Shel Olam Please let these days that are about to begin and approaching us, let those be days of peace. What does Shalom mean there? Look inside the Atachon Eternal that we say on Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yantif. We're talking about it should be free from Aveira, clean from iniquity. We should have Yirach Hashem. So here we see that the Lashon of Shalom is a Lashon of peace between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Well, of course, there's all the types of Shalom that we mentioned a moment ago, Shalom Bayis, and Shalom within ourselves, and Shalom within a community, and Shalom within our family, and Shalom amongst Chaverim. But what about Shalom between ourselves and the Ribbono Shel Olam? If you take a look here, this is the Shalom we're talking about. Hochel Aleinu Hayamim Habam L'Kaseinu L'Shalom. Here it means that we want the days that are approaching us to be free of sin, free of iniquity. In other words, they should be days of Shalom between ourselves and the Ribbono Shel Olam. When we work on ourselves, when we get closer to Avodas Hashem, when we work on freeing ourselves from chetan, from aveir, from iniquity, from cleansing ourselves, there's Shalom of which type? Between ourselves and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he said very beautifully, if you take a look at the parsha, take a look inside, it's so beautiful. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Chaf Ches, Chaf Aleph. The pasuk says, I'm Vishavti Vishalayim El Beis Avi. Literally it means I'll return in peace to my father's house. Whenever we have the word Avi, Avi could also be a reference to who? To the Ribbono Shel Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to the pshat we just said, when a person works on himself and they work on bringing about a closeness to Hashem, who are they making shalom? Between themselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the way you could read this pasuk. Vishavti Vishalom El Beis Avi. Who's the Avi over here? The Ribbono Shel Olam. By achieving that level of shalom, I'll be able to get closer. El Beis Avi. El Beis Avi. And who is that? That's the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it goes very beautifully with the pshat that I saw from the hafla. With this, we'll conclude. If you take a look at the beginning of the parsha, the pasuk says, in Tez Zion, Ochein Yesh Hashem B'Makom Hazev Anochi Lo Yadati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was present in this place, and I did not know. So the Hafla says so beautifully, he reads it like this, if a person wants to reach a high madrega, the highest level, which level? Of realizing how close he is to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Wouldn't you love to get to that level? Wouldn't you love to get to the level of I'm close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's one way to do that, says the Hafla. The Anoichi Lo Yadati. The Anoichi, the I, the selfishness, the self-aggrandizement, Lo Yadati. There's no place for any of that being boastful, but rather replace it with humility and anivus. What an extraordinary way the Hafla reads it. We all want to reach that level of Ochein Yesh Hashem B'Makom Hazeh, wherever that Makom is, whether it's here, wherever it might be, that we should feel the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That false as the pasuk is telling us how to do that. What do you do? V'anoichi lo yadati. That anoichi, I, me, selfish, self-aggrandizement. It's all about me. It's all self-centered. Lo yadati. A person has to work on getting rid of that. When a person works on getting rid of the anoichi, when the anoichi, to whatever degree possible, becomes lo yadati, that's the amount that they tap into. Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. No, is that not the pshat that we just said? A person wants to achieve that level of shalom, that level of shalom between ourselves and the Ribbono Shel Olam. What do we say in Atachon Eternal Matzah Shabbos? When a person works on being cleansed from their iniquity, cleansed from their sin, which is essentially reaching the level of Anoichi Lo Yadati. When you reach that level, you've achieved the level of Hayamim Habon L'Kaseinu L'Shalom. You've achieved the level of Ishafi V'Shalom El Beis Avi. You've achieved the level of Achein Yesh Hashem B'Makom Hazeh. I certainly hope that we are able to work on the unity that we spoke about tonight, to make sure it remains as strong as ever. It's mandatory, it's not negotiable. We should be zeicha to strive in levels and madregas and she'ifas and our avodas Hashem. But it comes from working on the anochi lo yadati. It's not about me, it's about what can I do for you. What can I do to work on myself? When a person does that, they merit the level not only of a chedesh Hashem HaMakom as that closest to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but we should talk about Zaycha HaYomim HaBoim Aleinu, the days that are approaching should be days of Shalom. Days of Ishavdi V'Shalom Al Beis Ovi, where we're talking Zaycha to experience the ultimate of Shalom for ourselves, our Kehillah, and for Gan's Kal Yisrael.